Thank you all for coming. There are many places you could be on a Sunday afternoon, but you chose to come to the temple. That's a very encouraging thing. Very encouraging. Especially to this temple. I don't mean to distinguish one temple from another, but there is something very special about Bhaktivedanta Manor, because it is established by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who, as we say in our pranams to Srila Prabhupada, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. We offer our respects to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Krishna because He has taken shelter of Him in this world. And then, Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachate Shatarine. Our respects to Srila Prabhupada as the follower of Saraswati Goswami, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Srila Prabhupada is very kindly teaching, spreading the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Gauravani, the Vani of Gaura, Gaura Hari, in the Western countries, which are full of impersonalism and voidism. Did you get your flower? Yes? Or was it you? Somebody was looking for a flower for their little boy. No, someone else. Impersonalism and voidism in the Western countries. But of course, you know, every country is a Western country now. If you set off from the west coast of India and go west and keep going west, you'll eventually come back to the east coast of India. And unfortunately, even the land of Krishna has become affected by the materialism of voidist philosophy and impersonal philosophy. This impersonalism and voidism refers to the question of what is the absolute truth? What is the causeless cause of everything? Yes? Actually, everyone accepts a causeless cause of everything. Even if you're a gross materialistic person and you want to argue that matter itself is the cause of everything. That somewhere, somehow, sometime, there was a combination of chemicals under, we don't know what conditions, but under some particular set of circumstances, some particular chemicals combined together somewhere, and as a result of that, a living being came into existence. So that is a materialistic argument, that there is no God. There is simply natural processes of the material energy, of the material, of the universe. And if you ask such a person, well, where did matter itself come from? And their argument will be, it doesn't come from anywhere, it just is. In other words, even the materialist accepts that there is a causeless cause of everything. The materialist will accept that nothing has caused matter to exist, it just exists, always has and always will. And then there's another school of philosophy that says that actually beyond matter there is Brahman, formless, changeless, one-dimensional Brahman, from which everything has come and to which we will return. And you ask such a person, well, what is the cause of that Brahman? And they'll say, nothing, it just is. And then we can go further and we find people who accept that there is a supreme person, generically called God. Just like we have fathers, yes? The person, a man who has children is called a father. There are so many fathers. Yeah? So that is generic, father. So generic, God. God, and if you use the word God, you'll say, oh yes, we know so many things about God. God is eternal, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, God is omnipresent, God is all-merciful. So many qualities of God. But then the question will be asked, well, who is this person? And what is his cause? What is the source of God? But we all understand in the argument, if you talk about God as the source of everything, he exists beyond all cause. Nothing causes Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Savakarana Karanam. Lord Brahma, in his mature realization, makes this opening statement to his philosophical thesis about the nature of the absolute truth. And he says, Ishvara Parama, the supreme controller, is Krishna. Satchitananda Vigraha, he has an eternal form that is full of knowledge and full of bliss. Anadir Adir, he exists without a cause. Anadi means beginningless. He is an Adi. There is no time. And actually Krishna makes this statement to Arjuna as his first teaching in the Bhagavad Gita. Natvevaham natujas natvevaham jatunasham natvam neve janyatapa nachaiva na bhavishyama saveivayamata param. Never was there a time when I did not exist. But then he goes on and he says, never was there a time when you did not exist. Nor all these kings, he says. He establishes the eternality of life from the very beginning. But then Lord Brahma makes the other point. Sava karana karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Everything exists because Krishna exists. But Krishna is absolute. Absolute means he is separate from everything. Everything that exists depends upon Krishna for its existence, and Krishna does not depend on anything for his existence. This makes him inconceivable to us. Actually, we are inconceivable to ourselves because we are also eternal. Nitya, eternal. So we have to accept there is a certain inconceivability about understanding the absolute truth. Understanding can come to us by revelation. The Supreme Lord reveals himself. But he doesn't just reveal himself to anyone and everyone. He reveals himself to his devotees. Krishna says, Naham prakasha savasya yoga maya samavrita. I am never revealed to foolish and unintelligent people who deny my existence. Why should he? Why should he? You come to me and you tell me about a friend of yours, and you tell me all kinds of nice things about him, and I say to you, he doesn't exist. So why should you introduce me to him? Why waste your time? So we all know that Krishna exists. Somebody asked me recently, do you believe that Krishna exists? And I said, well, actually, that's not the... No, they said, do you believe that Krishna is God? And I said, well, actually, that's not really the question. The question is, do you believe he exists? Or do you know he exists? Well, if you speak to devotees, there's no question. Yes, Krishna exists. Why is that so? Because we have relationship with Krishna. You're a family? Yes, this is your father? Yes? So how do you know he exists? You have relationship with him. Relationship. We know things exist by the relationship we have with them. So devotee has relationship with Krishna. Or more important, Krishna has relationship with devotees. Ye yatamam prapadyante tangstataiva bhajami aham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. How does he reward you? By making himself more and more manifest to you. But unfortunately, we live in a very fallen, forgetful age. Therefore, nirvishesha sunyavadi, impersonalism and voidism is rampant everywhere. Nobody wants to know God anymore. What do we have time for this? Yes? I used to live in India and preach there in the 1970s. Now that was a time when India's economic strength was coming up. Almost a generation after independence, so many struggles, so many difficulties, but the economy was coming up and strong. And people would say, we would go and preach to people, they'd say, oh, what do we need? All this spirituality, this was the downfall of India. First we have to become materially strong. Then we can think of spiritual life. Even in India. But this is a big mistake. Matter cannot move unless it is touched by spirit. Matter is inert, just like this. It has no life. If you and I leave this room and come back and nobody touches this microphone and we come back in 3 weeks, it'll just be exactly as it is now. But and no living thing can sit still for 3 weeks. Just see. We all have to move because we're alive. We're alive. And we have to understand that Krishna is the source of our very life. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. I am the life of all that lives. But we live in a dull, materialistic, gross, forgetful age. Now Krishna says himself, yada yada hidama sya glani bharati bhavata abhyutanam. What is that line? Abhyutanam adharmasya. You know more than me. You know. This is good. Whenever and wherever there is a rise of irreligion, I appear. Just to reestablish the principles of religion. And pritranaya sarunam. Speak up. You don't know that one. Pritranaya sarunam. Chaduskritam. Vinashaya chaduskritam. Dhamma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. Haribo. This is God. And how does he appear? Atma mayaya. By my will. By my own strength. Krishna can appear, disappear, do whatever he likes. Nothing is beyond Krishna. He can do anything. But he tells us, whenever there is a rise of irreligion, whenever my devotees are threatened by the demons, whenever adharma becomes prominent, when all these things are happening, I appear. So we are in such a time, such an age. And the Lord appeared in this age of Kali as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now this is something I say when I said at the beginning, you come to this temple, this is special. This is the special message that you get from the Hare Krishna movement, from the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is the latter-day representation of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya meaning the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself. But he has appeared in a very unusual way. He has appeared as a devotee of himself to teach us how to practice the Yuga Dharma. There is a Dharma for every Yuga. The Dharma by which one can reconnect oneself with Sanatan Dharma. Our Sanatan Dharma is that we are all eternal servants of Krishna. But we've forgotten that. It's not just the Hindus or the people. Actually, there's no generic term Hindu anywhere in the Vedic literature. When the Muslims were invading the subcontinent of India, they referred to the people who lived on the other side of the Indus River, which was the natural boundary between Persia and India at that time. They described the people on the other side of the Indus River as the Hindus. And they became known as the Hindus. But actually, all of this is Vedic culture. And it is not just the culture of India. India has undergone invasions occupations by foreigners for maybe the last 1,000 years. But if you consult the Shastra, the Bhagavatam, the Puranas, you find that actually the kings of India ruled the world for millions of years. Not just a few hundred years, not just like some trifling little Kali Yuga empire, Roman Empire, British Empire, American Empire. The empire of the kings of Hastinapur was the whole of Bharatvarsha. And they ruled by Dharma. not by simply strength of arms to win land and resources and develop mercantile empires. They ruled by the principles of Dharma for the well-being, for the ultimate well-being of all entities, not just the humans. And Dharma is enunciated by the Supreme Lord himself. And there are different dharmas for different ages, because in the different ages people have different circumstances and the conditions change. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga, different time periods, different age, lifetimes, what is the word? Lifetime. People live longer lives. What is the word? Sorry? Lifetimes. What? Lifespan. Good job, my wife's here. Different lifespans. 100,000 years in the Satya Yuga. 10,000 years in the Treta Yuga. 1,000 years in the Dwapara. Hardly 100 years. Hardly 100 years in the Kali Yuga. Getting shorter all the time. If a man lives to be 80 now, he's a very old man. People are dying in their 60s, 50s, 40s even, 30s. So it is a dull age. What is needed to perform mystic meditation, what is needed to perform great fire sacrifices, what is needed to perform opulent deity worship, is not available in this age, and you don't have the time to do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to teach us a very simple method of yajna, sacrifice, Sankirtan yajna. Avana Trisa Krishnam Sango Pangatstrapashadam Yagya Yisankati and Prahi Yajanti Hi Sumedasai. You know that verse? That's a good verse. That comes from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which there is a reference to this incarnation of the Lord. Avana Trisa Krishnam. He is Krishna. But he is not the color of Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. There is no difference between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna have combined in one body to appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna in the mood of his greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. And his external function as the Yuga avatar to re-establish the principles of religion is to establish the practice of Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan Yajna, Samyag Kirtan. Samyak Kirtan. Samyak means complete. The complete process of Kirtan. The kirtan of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. It is said that all of the inauspicious things of the Kali Yuga will be destroyed by this chanting. All of the inauspicious things to do with Kali Yuga that have come to affect our consciousness will be destroyed. Simple method. Just come, sit on the floor and chant Hare Krishna. Or sit on the floor in your house with your family or your friends. Clap your hands, chant Hare Krishna. Miraculous things occur in your life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, Sango Pangastra Pasharam. This is to describe. He doesn't appear like Krishna with his weapons. His astras are his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi, Gaura Bhaktavrinda. And all Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadada Pandit, Srivas, and all of their associates. They appear to propagate Sankirtan Yajna. And it is said, Yajantihi Sumedasa. Sumeda means intelligence. You have Meda, Alpa Meda, which means no intelligence, and Sumedasa, very intelligent. So, we might not be very intelligent, but by hearing this philosophy and hearing this truth, coming to understand it, we become Sumedasa, and we take to this process. And Lord Chaitanya's primary assistant in this mission is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda. Nitya Ananda. Now he is none other than Lord Balaram. We understand Krishna's first expansion is Lord Balaram. First bodily expansion is Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram's service to Lord Krishna is to facilitate Leela, facilitate his enjoyment. So we see this in the form of Lord Nityananda. He appears as Lord Chaitanya's assistant in the propagation of the Sankirtan Yajna. Actually, in physical terms, in the days when Lord Chaitanya was here, he gave the whole of what is now Bangladesh, East Bengal, to Lord Nityananda to spread Sankirtan all over, which he did. But this Lord Nityananda is, I'll read this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sankarsana karanatoya shai gabo shai cha payobdi shai sheshascha yashyangsa kalasa nitya nanda kya rama saranam mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsan, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, the Garbha ocean, and the ocean of milk are his plenary portions and portions of his plenary portions. This is Lord Nityananda. He is Lord Balaram himself, appearing in this age of Kali as the associate of Lord Chaitanya to spread this Sankirtan mission all over the world, every town and village, or to initiate, rather, to initiate the Sankirtan Yajna, which will spread to every town and village all over this world. It is only a matter of time. It's happening. The process is happening. And that's why I say this temple is very important. Because of this person, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada single-handedly came to spread this mission in the Western world. He started in 1965, what is that, 45 years ago. He started penniless and alone at the age of 70. And now as a result of his actions, there are over 500 centers for the propagation of Harinam Sankirtan all over the world. And growing more and more and more. And there is no difficulty for there to be more and more and more, because we see this Sri Nityananda Ram is Lord Balaram himself, a partial part, a partial part of whom is Garbhadaksha Vishnu? Kiradaksha Vishnu and Karanadaksha Vishnu. These three Vishnus constitute the support of the entire material creation. So this Sankirtan Yajna, it has the support of Lord Balaram. And it is very, very important that we all understand this, because this is not widely known. This is not widely known. We know about the Das Avatars of the Lord. We know about Krishna's incarnation, Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. These things are known, widely known. But Lord Chaitanya's identity and Lord Nityananda's identity, or the identity of the Panchatattva, is not widely known. But by the tireless activity of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, more and more people now know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, know about Nitai Gauranga, and this mission, this simple mission of spreading the chanting of the holy name, so that our dormant love for Krishna, which is lying within the heart of everybody, will be reawakened.